We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, yesterday was the death, I think, of the Joe Biden candidacy.
Yeah,
and you know what's interesting about that? I mean, Joe Biden, was reported in the media, had a party planned for New Hampshire, skipped his own party, got on a plane, and flew to South Carolina. So, you know what's interesting about that, though? Joe Biden is the Democrat establishment's candidate. I mean, nobody can argue otherwise after watching this last year and how they have pumped him up full air, right? So this is, you know, we're a caucus and a primary in now, a complete slap across the face for the uniparty.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened in 2016 in our primary.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, looking at this today, the big donors, and the problem with the Republicans, and I've been saying this for years, Lee, that really started with this idea that the Bushes had early on when W won, that they would, well, really it goes back to his daddy, but that they would broom all of the conservatives out of the RNC, out of the levers of power in Washington, and they would cultivate the Democrat donor base.
Right.
And, I mean, I think the zenith of that was that, and I talk about it often, that 200, it was a fundraiser for Jeb in the Hamptons, this mansion. And it was 200 Democrat donors and Jeb. And the idea that, you know, the Bushes could hold on to the party if they could dole the money out. And they had to expand the donor base. So they went to Democrats. And Democrats loved this idea, these Democrat donors, because once they wrote checks to Republicans, Republicans never said anything about the Democrats they also wrote checks for. Because you don't want to go canceling out. You know, you want your guy to write you another $1,000 check. You don't want to go canceling out what he's just done for the Democrat down the hall. And so this is what we've gotten from the uniparty. And, you know, they no longer feared the people anymore. And it's been a big mess. So, I mean, you have seen the two biggest uniparty candidates put forward, Jeb Bush, who was supposed to, I mean, it sounds funny now, but he was supposed to be a powerhouse going into that.
He was supposed to clean house.
He was going to clean house. His clock got cleaned instead. Now you're seeing that with Biden. The media and the uniparty and these elites cannot prop these candidates up anymore. They can't do it. This, what you're watching is not just defeat of Joe Biden, whose campaign's done. He just doesn't know it yet. But the defeat of the uniparty, the defeat of the elites.
Well, I think it also showed that you can't buy an election. If you're selling something and you put a message out there that is not resonating with the electorate, not resonating with the voters, whether it's in the primary or the general election, you're not going to buy an election. You're not going to buy it selling a message that people aren't buying.
Yeah. You're not. And it's been resoundingly defeated.
I mean, how's Tom Steyer been doing?
Not so good. I mean,
you know, he's spending a ton of money. Ton of money. Not seeing any results yet.
No. Meanwhile, I want to jump on this because yesterday, the candidate that scares me the most is Bloomberg up against Trump. And what I'm afraid of is two things with Bloomberg. Number one, he's not had to commit to this crazy radical open borders, like cuckoo stuff. Healthcare for illegal immigrants that all these other candidates are on the record about, right? Yeah. So he can come in and pretend to be a moderate, and he's a billionaire. So he could easily pull the people into thinking, hey, we'll go with a billionaire who's less bombastic. We'll get to keep the economy, right? He's for capitalism. He's as radical as any of the Democrats, but he scares me. He's got a ton of money, right? Well, I think yesterday was his undoing. I really do. I mean, this went wild on Twitter, these two videos of him, 2013, 2015, Bloomberg. Defending stop and frisk and literally saying, you know, white people don't get stopped too much and black people don't get stopped enough. I mean, it was just shocking to hear these words come out of his mouth. But you know what was interesting, Lee, about this? So and I watched this on Twitter yesterday. I was fascinated by it. I was glued to it. And Trump very wisely and his son tweeted this out because he's got a lot of trolls on his Twitter feed and there was just the reaction to this resoundingly negative from the left. Oh, except for there was a small contingent who were convinced that these videos about Bloomberg were being put out by Russia. I kid you not. I retweeted some of them. They're just good hysterical. Grief. They're hysterical. Yeah, anything bad that happens to Democrats now is Russia.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know what's really interesting about this? He's sitting there in one of the interviews. Everybody missed this. He's sitting there in one of the interviews, and he's talking about, I'll just read it. 95, this is his words, okay, not mine. 95% of murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities, 16 to 25. It's true in New York. It's true in virtually every city. That's where the real crime is. Okay, so everybody focused on that. And profiling and all of that, yeah, right?
Right.
And so he said, you want to spend the money. Put a lot of cops on the streets. Put those cops where the crime is, which means in minority neighborhoods. Okay, why? This is what people are missing. Why do you want to do that? Well, he wants to target black people. Yes, but for what? He wanted to disarm them first. He said, you've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that are getting killed. And so he said, oh, my God, you're arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods, he says. And that's true. Why do we do it? Here's the key part. He says, that's because where all the crimes are. And the way to get the guns out of their hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. And then they start, oh, I don't want to get caught, so they don't bring the gun. They still have a gun, but they leave it at home. Okay, so the left ignored all that because they like the idea of harassing gun owners. They think that's pretty cool. They'd love to do that. So, heck, Swalwell, a representative from California, wants to use nuclear weapons on us. No. We just, you know, precision nuke or whatever. Right. I don't know, crazy. But think about what that means there. And everybody's skipping the second part. His plan was to disarm black people first.
Yeah.
Because that was the easier target. Do you know that exact plan? That exact plan he's talking about was exactly what the Ku Klux Klan did after the Civil War. They passed laws to specifically disarm black people in the South, and the Klan enforced it. Took the guns away from black people. I mean, that is a stunning statement. So think about this for a minute, okay? If you are black and you live in one of these neighborhoods that Bloomberg's talking about, right, Lee?
Right.
And you're a good person. You just want to get to work. But your neighborhood, as Bloomberg says, has a high rate of crime. How are you going to make it to the bus and back every day? You get a gun. And just because you're black, for no other reason, Bloomberg's plan is to harass you to the point that you just won't take it out of your home anymore, even if you legally own it. In this statement, what is so amazing is that Bloomberg is not saying, well, we're going to go after these kids who illegally have the guns. I mean, 25? You can own a gun. You can legally own it. He doesn't differentiate. He says, we're going to go harass black gun owners. That's what this is. That is remarkable coming out of the mouth of a Democrat or anybody for that matter. But they left the gun part out. And you know what this says? This says that Bloomberg and obviously his audience thought, hey, you know, low-hanging fruit, we'll start by harassing the guns out of the hands of black people first. Man, if you're black this morning, that ought to be a wake-up call for you.
Because
let me tell you what, people like us, people, and when I say us, I mean on the right, not only do we want you to have guns, we are going to be there when they try to take your guns because we know we're next. We are not going to let them take your guns. We're not doing it. We're not. It's not going to happen. Outrage would ensue. You cannot see a starker difference between the Democrat and Republican Party than you can in this Bloomberg audio. See, that's the plan. He just made a mistake of telling you beforehand, which is very helpful, very useful, very helpful. Disgusting.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it's Bernie Sanders for the win, with Joe Biden in fifth place. Ooh, looks like that dog-faced pony soldier took Biden to the woodshed. That had to hurt. It did. Left a mark. A big one. Yeah. So Bernie, you know, Bernie can keep this up. They don't take him out somehow. It'd be interesting to see how this thing works out. You could say he needs to work on staying alive.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a nonstop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold. It's all right, it's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive, staying alive. Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive. I ran out of air.
Will you run out of air or go all the way? I don't know. Be interesting. Let's jump on the line. Ingles Advantage Chalk Line with Jimmy in Spartanburg. Good morning, Jimmy.
Yes. Does the Operation Chaos, they probably need to go ahead and cancel it. Or just vote for Biden, because, you know, Biden is so funny on the campaign trail because you don't know what he might say.
Or who he might slap.
And I know.
Or shove around. I know. It's great.
Yeah. He's like a wrecking ball.
I know, and it's great. It was so much fun watching it. It really was. Well, okay.
You know, it's really not fun to pick at old people that's kind of going out of their minds, but oh my, he's just funny.
Well, he is, but you know what? You bring up a great point, though, Jimmy, about Operation Chaos, which has been proposed here in South Carolina. I'm not a supporter of that. I don't think it's a good idea. The whole point was to take Biden out at the knees. And apparently, Jimmy, you're right. Biden's already taken himself out at the knees. So,
yeah,
good point. Good point.
If you vote for him, he'll stay in a lot longer. And you know, the longer he stays in, it's no telling what he might say.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. Thank you, Jimmy. You literally had, okay, Quinnipiac comes out, the poll comes out. Oh, look, Bloomberg at 15%. I didn't buy that for a minute. And the elites are all, I mean, they are firing up to push him down our throats. And literally the guy comes out, this is insane. Video of his plan to disarm black people first. Folks, the Ku Klux Klan, which was the operational arm of the Democrat Party in the South, let's not forget what party they were the enforcement arm of. Today it's Antifa, but back then it was the Klan. They wear black today. They're covered just to cover their face. Back then it was white. And one of the things the Klans did was focus on disarming black people, started right after the Civil War. Dude, this is the same policy. And here's the crazy part. Bloomberg lays this out at Aspen. Because he thinks this will make total sense to the other liberals. And we got massive majorities of black people voting for a party whose elites plan to disarm them first. Just like they did after the Civil War. It's the same dang plan. That's what got lost yesterday. That was the part that dropped my jaw. The profiling part was shocking. No, 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 we're not going to profile white people. They don't get pulled over, and you know, they get pulled over too much. That's what we're going to do with black people. And when you get to the punchline, everybody missed the punchline. What was the point of all of it? Well, what we're really looking for when we go after them for a little bag of marijuana, we want the gun. They're carrying guns. Of course they are. I mean, he said these are the highest crime neighborhoods. Shoot, that's the whole point. You're supposed to be able to carry a gun. And what's remarkable, again, about what Bloomberg said, he did not differentiate between, he didn't say, you know, people illegally carrying guns want to get them off the street. He didn't say that. He did not differentiate. He said he wanted to basically harass black people to the point where they would leave their guns at home. Now, obviously, I realize, you know, if police are stopping you, sometimes those guns are going to be illegally held. I get that. But he didn't make that differentiation. His goal was to get their black people to leave guns at home because it was just too hard to carry one. To use the police for that kind of harassment. That is terrifying. Lucy in Greenville.
Hey, Kara, excuse me. I am so glad you're talking about Bloomberg. I have a large extended family all over the United States and outside the United States. This past January, one of these relatives started handing out Bloomberg books to other family members that are teetering on the edge, you know, of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to pull them back in to conservative thinking. So we have got to do what you've been preaching, WORD has been preaching, about stepping up and doing our part, not sitting back thinking that this is going to be a runaway for Trump because, I mean, it's crazy. And Bloomberg, like you say, has all the backing to put himself over the top. If we as a country don't join together, unified, nice, polite, respectfully, and get the word out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to get into that later too, Lucy. When here's what scares me. I'm going to pull the numbers from the last election. And one of the things that Trump did, he got people who hadn't voted before to vote. I mean, he literally created new voters who just had never gotten off the couch before. Just didn't care. And I'm just afraid if they get the idea Trump is rocking it, they'll stay on the couch. I mean, it's what they did for decades before. That's what scares me. That's what scares me about being too optimistic.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Do you see this? Coronavirus deaths pass 1,000. Single day deaths break records again. 43,138 cases of confirmed coronavirus infection in China. But who knows if that's true? They lie about everything. The communist Chinese government lies about everything. Deaths of over 100 people in a 24-hour window, bringing the death toll to 1,018. Did you see the activist, pretty famous Chinese activist, won the Nobel? He's online saying they are welding people into their apartments, like welding the doors shut, who have coronavirus. They're going door to door. It's insane. This is the utter disregard for life in communist China. You're watching what government control healthcare looks like in China when they totally control it. You're watching it. You cannot trust them. You can't do it. All right. Interesting new poll. Did you see this? Not surprised. According to Rasmussen, the American people are done. They are done with impeachment. Done. According to Rasmussen, 62% say the Democrats should move on to other issues. Only 32% say they should continue to try to remove Trump. Even among Democrats, the numbers are close, with 48% saying remove, 43% saying move on. The Democrats going to do that? Oh, heck no. No, no, they're obsessed. If they just can come up with one more hoax. One more really good hoax. Which, by the way, if you're watching this whole Roger Stone thing, that's what's going on with this. Roger Stone is a bit player in the Trump drama, like everybody else the Mueller team went after. But they had to get some indictments, some convictions of some people around Trump, make it look real swampy, you know? Even though the indictments and convictions have absolutely nothing to do with Russia collusion or anything. But it makes it look like something's going on there. That's what they had to do. But this is an outrage. Let me tell you what they were doing, because it's very obvious what they were doing. Catherine Herridge was all over this, and rightfully so. They had a sentencing conference for Roger Stone where the attorneys, you know, communicated to higher-ups in the Department of Justice what the sentence they would seek for Roger Stone is, because he's been convicted. They then turned around, went to court, and asked for a completely different sentence, a much higher one, 7 to 9 years, which is, it's a life sentence for Stone. I mean, Stone is so old. He's in his late 70s. Well, outrage ensued. And so Trump demanding, hey, this is ridiculous. And so Bill Barr and everybody at the top of the DOJ cracking down. Now we've got four of the attorneys who, federal prosecutors who worked on the case have resigned. One of them completely from the Justice Department. Okay, what is this? This is on purpose. It's a trap. They lied to the leaders of the Department of Justice about the sentence they intended to seek. Went to court and sought another one. Why? To get exactly this reaction from Trump and Bill Barr, knowing they'd have to slap them down. And they did. This is so that we can have investigations. Investigations. Oh, look, Trump's in there. He's obstructing justice. He's just getting his man Barr to, you know, go easy on his buddies, all that kind of stuff. You know what is outrageous about this, folks? You know what the main thing they got Roger Stone on for? Lying. Lying to investigators about a set of emails that weren't even relevant. And you know why that's an outrage? Because the architects of the Russia hoax, Brennan, John Brennan, head of the CIA, Clapper, head of the Department of National Intelligence, Director of National Intelligence, both lied under oath. That's well documented. That's not my opinion. Here's a liberal source. The Guardian. CIA Director John Brennan lied to you and the Senate fire him. Again, a left-wing publication out of the UK. Here's the Washington Post. Obama should fire John Brennan. Why? Because he lied under oath. Is John Brennan facing a 7 to 9 year sentence? Any sentence at all? No! He's a regular commentator on TV. And that's why Trump flipped and finally lost it. And I don't blame him. This is, just to put all this in perspective, what they're doing to Roger Stone and how it compares, dual justice system-wise, to what's going on. This is a Tucker Carlson rant from December 19th. Even more relevant today than the day he did it. Comparing the way the Washington justice system is treating Roger Stone to the way it is treating felonious perjurer John Brennan. Because, again, lying to Congress under oath is a felony. It carries up to 5 years. Here we go. Today's first epic rant.
Former Obama CIA chief John Brennan is a liar. Not only that, he lied to Congress. In the spring of 2017, Brennan told the House Intel Committee that the Steele dossier played no role in the creation of an intelligence community assessment on Russian interference that was presented to both President Obama and President-elect Trump.
By the way, Brennan was under oath at the time.
Now, Brennan was not vague about this. He said unequivocally on camera, the dossier was totally irrelevant. That was a complete lie. The IG report proves it. A lie. The Steele dossier, in fact, was a major element of the intelligence assessment, and Brennan in particular found it very important. In other words, John Brennan, not a close call here, perjured himself on camera in front of the world.
Yep.
But here's the striking thing. John Brennan is not facing perjury charges. In fact, he's still tweeting self-righteously and making smug appearances on CNN, which I think, check my memory for a second, pays him as a contributor. Meanwhile, former Trump advisor Roger Stone is looking to spend the rest of his life behind bars. His crime? Lying about emails that were totally irrelevant to anything, literally irrelevant. So what sets John Brennan, former CIA director, apart from Roger Stone, professional prankster? Really, it's obvious. One supports the establishment in Washington, and the other made fun of it.
Yep, that's it. That's all you need to know. Again, when you consider that two of the three chief architects of the Russia hoax lied under oath, it's a felony, it's perjury, to Congress. Actually, you know what? So did Comey. So did Comey. Comey alternately, do you remember when Comey alternately said? He said two contradictory things about the Steele dossier as well. Under oath, under the cameras. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And that's the outrage of it. So it's a Democrat primary debate in New Hampshire. That was Friday night. That's probably why nobody saw it. George Stephanopoulos is emceeing the thing. And he asked, okay, anybody here got a problem with socialism? Got any concerns? Is anyone on this stage concerned about having a Democrat socialist at the top of this ticket? Stephanopoulos asked. Only one candidate raised their hand. That was Amy Klobuchar. In other words, Pete Buttigieg didn't raise his hand. That tells you everything you need to know about Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's no different than them. And Amy Klobuchar isn't either. She's just trying to occupy the moderate space. All right, want to jump on this really quickly. We did it in the 7 o'clock hour, but I think this is so important I'm doing it again. I just bear with me through this. An attempted murder on Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County, of some people, just some Republicans supporting Trump, just trying to register voters in a Walmart parking lot when a deranged liberal, we now know why he did it, was not an accident, not at all. He couldn't have made that clear. He said he came out of the Walmart, he saw the booth, and it enraged him because he didn't like Trump, he said. 27-year-old Gregory Tim did this. He said someone has to take a stand. So he did. Gunned the van and tried to mow them over. He even told police that he wanted to video record the whole thing, but unfortunately, when he collided with the tent, it disturbed the record on his phone, and he wasn't able to get, quote, the best part, unquote. Is he at all repentant here or anything? Is he?
This is video of him in court smirking and nodding to our cameras.
Nope. So this was a partisan attempted murder. And that has the leaders of the GOP, the party in Duval County, screaming for the police to charge him with a hate crime. Listen to what the police did. They blacked out the police report where he told them point blank why he did. They blacked it out, which they don't normally do. So do you know what the local media had to do in Jacksonville? They had to get a source inside the police department to leak the actual report, which is how we know that they blacked out the parts where he said why he did it. So we literally, it doesn't matter where Democrats go. Literally, you have the authorities covering up for them everywhere. Everywhere. Not one single Democrat has condemned this. Not one sitting office holder, not one candidate, nobody. Again, can you imagine if in the last 2 weeks, not one, not two, not three, but four paid field organizers for Trump had discussed how they were going to execute their opponents upon election. And Trump elected. And then some loon got in a van and tried to mow down Democrats registering voters. Can you even imagine the uproar? God, it would never end. It wouldn't be good enough for Trump to condemn them or fire them or anything. It would just literally never end. Come on, you know that's the case. Instead, Bernie, whose campaign so far has refused to condemn his own workers caught on camera saying just that, how they're going to execute people they disagree with, just won the New Hampshire primary. That's stunning. And what about the Democrat Party down there in Duval? They worried about this? They horrified by this? No, they're horrified by the idea that Republicans might speak of it. The perpetrator of this is their statement, violent and cowardly act should not be used by either side to politicize or demonize fellow Americans. In other words, don't talk about it. Don't talk about, and you might want to, be more aware of your surroundings in the future if you make anybody mad by registering voters. It's all your fault. It's your fault.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.